Angela Hewitt played the first two of Bach's two-part inventions. This is BBC Radio 3 on 90-93 FM, on digital radio and online. Just after 11 o'clock now, time for Lake Junction with Fiona Talkington.
These are really quite special days for the Finnish band Vartana. They're about to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award at the WOMEX World Music Trade Fair, and I'm very much looking forward to presenting it on the 21st of this month. And they're also approaching their 30th anniversary, so I thought it was about time to look back at their career. That song was from the album Ilmatar, recorded in 2000, which centred around the tradition of old Karelian Runo songs. And that song was about the old crones in the village who are determined that the young girl would only get a real good-for-nothing as a lover. So welcome to another week of Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington, here with you until 12:30. And the BBC piano season continues, and I'm focusing on Keith Jarrett here on Late Junction this week. And I'm also still delving into a real treasure trove of recordings made by the World Roots team on their travels, tracks not previously broadcast. And so here are the first of those tracks. This is another ensemble recorded at the 2011 Jerusalem Oud Festival. The Tashiha Orchestra for Arab Music come from an area around Galilee which is famous throughout the Arab world for its music, and they are one of the best Arab classical orchestras in the world.
حاجة غريبة الدنيا لها حاجة غريبة حاجة غريبة أنا حاسس إني ده يوم عيد
احنا مع بعضنا والاول مره
عشان احنا مع بعضينا والاول مرة لوحدينا ولا حدش بيبص علينا غير فرحتنا كبيرة وعينينا علشان احنا مع بعضينا والاول مرة لوحدينا ولا حدش بيبص علينا غير فرحتنا كبيرة وعينينا.
This life, your body ends here. You had a mouthful of God's love affair. Soon you rise above your tower to a steeple state of calm.
And another new project from the Portico Quartet. That was their first vocal collaboration with Swedish singer Cornelia Dahlgren and a track called Steepless. Following some music clearly much enjoyed by the audience in Jerusalem at the 2011 Jerusalem International Oud Festival. Haga Goriba, Strange Thing. Performed by Violette Salami and the Tashiha Orchestra for Arab Music, conducted by their founder Nassim Dakwa, who even suffered death threats for daring to bring an Arab orchestra to perform in West Jerusalem. Now, a few years ago on Late Junction, we brought together the pedal steel guitarist BJ Cole and the fiddle player Nils Erklund for one of our Late Junction collaboration sessions. Since then, BJ and Nils have kept in touch, and one of Nils's ensembles, the Trio 1982, invited BJ to Bergen at the end of last year for a recording session. Trio 1982, you can meet at King's Place in London on the 20th of this month. That's Nils on fiddle, Sibjørn Appeland on harmonium and Øyvind Skarbø on drums. And BJ is going to join them for that concert. And I can give you a taste of what's to come as their new album is just out.
Thank you.
William Braid was really famous as a violinist in Germany in the 17th century, writing mostly dance music, and many of his tunes are to be found in the Terpsichore collection. Skip Sempe and the Capriccio Stravagante Renaissance Orchestra have put some of the tunes together with music by Pretorius in their recent release, which is called Muse of the Dance. And before then, we heard from the trio 1982 with BJ Cole, and they'll all be at King's Place in London on Saturday, the 20th of October. And also on the bill is a young trio who graduated from Trondheim this summer and who I managed to catch a couple of times live during summer festivals, called the Moschus Trio. Now, it seems every time I play a track by Susanna, I get messages saying, now I really want to hear her live. Well, you can. From the 11th, that's next week, Susanna's going to be touring with 5 dates in the UK. In the years I've known her, Susanna's really developed so much, not just as a singer, but as a composer, a collaborator, and playing with the likes of Bonnie Prince Billy, for example, as well as taking on the music of Purcell. But this is how she first made an impact in the UK, as Susanna and the Magical Orchestra back in 2004.
Jolene.
The Czech composer Martinů loved Renaissance music, and he called his three duets for violin and viola madrigals, wonderful musical conversation pieces. Philip Setzer played violin there and Lawrence Dutton viola. And before them, Susanna and the Magical Orchestra, as we first heard them back in 2004 with that version of Jolene, which really helped to propel her to fame. And Susanna's touring in the UK from the 11th, starting at St George's in Bristol, going on to the Assembly Rooms in Leeds, North Wall for Oxford Contemporary Music on the 13th, Warwick Arts Centre on the 15th, and ending the tour at LSO St Luke's in London on the 16th. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. And here's another recording now brought back from the World Roots team from their travels, this time from a trip to Mongolia. And a musician I played you last week, a member of the band Huzuk Tun, the fiddle player Chulun Batar. Some fine playing on the horsehair fiddle from Chulun Batar, who was recorded by the World Roots team in the oldest building in Ulaanbaatar. As part of Late Junction's contribution to the BBC's piano season, I'm going to focus on Keith Jarrett this week. Tonight, looking back to 1991, when he recorded what many consider to be his finest hour, part of the concert he recorded at the Vienna Opera House. And no apologies from me for spending quite a chunk of time on this exquisite music, which Jarrett himself described in the sleeve notes. "I have courted the fire for a very long time," he said, "and many sparks have flown in the past. But the music on this recording speaks finally the language of the flame itself." And there's another little quote in the sleeve notes too, which simply says, "As Bach at the organ explained to an admiring pupil, it's a matter of striking the notes at exactly the right moment." part one of Keith Jarrett's Vienna concert recorded at the Vienna State Opera in 1991. And on Thursday's Late Junction, I'll play you part of Jarrett's famous Köln concert. And tomorrow, well, Keith Jarrett in a different style, shall we say. And there's plenty of piano music during the day tomorrow on Radio 3. For example, in Rob Cowan's Essential Classics, he'll be playing music performed by Georges Schiffre. And on Breakfast, Peter Donohoe continues his choice of 50 greatest pianists. And there's always an opportunity for you to choose your own favourite piano music as well. Details of the BBC Piano Season on the Radio 3 website. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with more music from the 2011 Jerusalem International Oud Festival. So much good music at that festival and so much variety. This is the Turkish singer Aynur making her first visit to Israel. Thanks for your company tonight. I hope you can join me again for Late Junction tomorrow night, the usual time of 11 o'clock. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you, Vaspas. Jenny Kochkiri.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm starting today with a chamber concert from Denmark. The Fine Arts Quartet are playing Shostakovich's first string quartet and one of Haydn's last. In 1799, Prince Lobkowitz commissioned a set of six string quartets from the young Beethoven. He'd been avoiding direct competition with his teacher, so now that Beethoven felt up to the challenge, the ageing Haydn may have chosen to save his energies for his oratorios The Creation and The Seasons. At any rate, Haydn's Opus 77 consists of just two quartets, not the usual six. But they show him in fine form. This is the first one in G major.